USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump on Twitter talking about the FBI raid of his lawyer Michael Cohen's office, Word audio tapes confiscated by the feds, and one is a reported recording Cohen makes while he talks to President Trump about a potential payment to a woman. Now the president tweeting, inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning. Almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client. Totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong, exclamation point.
Attorneys for President Donald Trump have waived attorney-client privilege regarding a secretly recorded conversation in September of 2016. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, recorded the conversation that involved payments to an ex-Playboy model who says she had an affair with Trump. I'm Rick Vincent.
Hillary Clinton making an appearance at OzzyFest, a music arts and politics festival in New York City. She slams President Trump during her remarks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
An update now after 17 people killed on that duck boat in Missouri during a storm.
Keep us in prayer. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm going to show you where they are, but you won't need them.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband, I don't know, I'm going to do it.
Tia, not sure how she survives as waves come over her head, she says it's a miracle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Wow, what a mess. The cleanup continues after tornadoes hit central Iowa. The wind's so intense, walls at an Iowa 911 center peel off the building and blow away, leaving the yellow insulation exposed. This is people inside the building keep on working to help others. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
The National Weather Service confirms one of the twisters was an EF3 tornado with winds at about 144 miles per hour. We spoke to Bob Cusbaugh, a pastor of Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown, Iowa, about the devastation.
We're finding that the more people we talk to, there are many individuals who have no insurance, and so they just basically have nothing left.
At least 17 people were injured by the outbreak of tornadoes that struck on Thursday afternoon.
In Dallas, Texas, an unthinkable tragedy involving a police officer killed while attending a funeral for another officer and a drunk driver responsible. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
A Dallas motorcycle cop taking part in a funeral procession for a fellow officer who died of cancer this week was himself killed this morning when a car crashed into the procession. Police Chief Renee Hall says Senior Corporal Jamie Gibbons was a 32-year veteran of the force.
The driver of the Kia Sportage collided into a concrete divider where he was subsequently arrested for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Givens was escorting the casket car on an interstate, his motorcycle stationary with emergency lights blinking.
You're listening to USA Radio News.